Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. And I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. And be sure to join us in the Women, Faith, and Business community on Facebook by going to facebook.com/groups/Women, Faith, and Business or searching for Women, Faith, and Business on Facebook. See you in the community and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Women, Faith, Plus Business Podcast. I'm excited to have my friend with me today. I've known Lissa for, I want to say, probably a couple, maybe a year and a half. Maybe even more, time goes by so fast. We connected in the internet streets, I think it was LinkedIn specifically. And we've just become fast friends ever since, and we're always connecting and helping each other out. So I'm excited to have her on the podcast today and for her to share her words of wisdom with us in this episode. So busy is not just a disorder, schedule, or to-do list. It's a disorder heart. Lissa Biggins has a lot on her plate. She is a wife, an empty nest mom, a life coach, podcaster, women's ministry leader, mentor, and friend. At one point, life was too busy and she was showing up on the outside, but not fully present. Something had to change because it was affecting her faith, her relationships, her work, her wellness, her home, and ultimately her joy. Now, as a Christian time management coach, busyness buster, recovering to-do list girl, and founder of Redeem Her Time Coaching, Lissa's mission is to inspire and equip busy Christian women to be more present with who plus what matters and make the best use of time in this season and in light of eternity. What she loves most is helping women discover that by living a with God life, with intention, you really do have all the time you need for what you are called to do. Welcome to the podcast, Lissa.
Thank you so much. It's so fun to be here. And it's always surreal when you hear an introduction read about yourself and you're like, girl, I want to meet her, right? Yeah, that's my story.
It's actually me. It's your story. Exactly. It is your story. And it is amazing all the things that you're doing and helping women of faith in business to really redeem their time and fully become the person that God desires them to do without all the hustling, all the busyness, right? That a lot of times we put ourselves in a box of busyness and hustling, right? So this podcast is all about women, number one, faith. So women of faith and business. So as a woman of faith in business, you've been on two journeys. You've been on a business journey and you've been on a faith journey. So I'd love for you to share with the audience. First of all, what has your business journey been like?
Okay. Well, it's interesting because they're so intertwined, right? Because when we are living life and doing business, especially when you run your own business, then it very much becomes, you know, a personal journey as well. But I started off professionally as a teacher. I just knew I wanted to be present with my kids and I thought that would be the perfect mom job, right? But then after number three came around, my husband did not work a typical 9-to-5 Monday through Friday schedule. So that just wasn't possible. So was at home with them. But really for me, it was that turning 40 when I just felt the Holy Spirit just kind of nudging, you know, or maybe it was me waking up and looking in the mirror and going, oh my goodness, what's happening? 40, right? But I felt that stirring of just like, how am I called to serve, right? And yes, I was called to serve as a mom, but I knew that there was some other outside of the four walls of my house that God was calling me to serve women. And what did that look like? And I didn't know what that looked like at first. And so I think That's why I feel like the personal journey and the business journey are so interconnected, right? Because as we grow, oftentimes that business aspect of it grows and flourishes as well. I had no idea it was going to turn into what I'm doing now, right? But I started off as a health coach. I was experiencing some health issues in my own life. And so I, again, being a teacher by background, what do? When there's a problem, I dive into educating myself, right? And learning about all the things I could do or shouldn't do that could help with with what it was that I was feeling and experiencing in my body. And of course, as a natural teacher, I would share that with women. And what I found was so many women were like, "Oh my goodness, I didn't know that. I had no idea that this could cause this, or that, there was something I could do about that," or whatever, So one thing led to the next of just starting to lead workshops and teach women. And so it really centered around the health piece for, I would say, about the first seven or so years. And I loved having those conversations, but here's the thing. I would call someone to check in on how they are doing with their plan, or how they were doing with the products, the supplements they were using, or things like that. And I would always ask them, like, "How is life feeling lately?" And, it was really important to me why they wanted to have good health, right? It wasn't just about a number on a scale. It wasn't just about, even feeling good, in their clothes or in their body, but it was about that deeper purpose. Like, what has God called me to do? And when I have the health, I can more fully live that out, because when we don't, right, it can be a distraction, cost us time and money and energy and relationships and all the things. And so it was by having those conversations, asking women what was going on in their life, that I started discovering a pattern. I started noticing that when I asked women how life was, I heard some form of busy over and over and over again. It's like, "Busy, busy, busy, always busy. Oh, just staying busy, And I think we wear it like a badge of honor. It's like, "I'm busy, therefore I'm important." And I started really getting curious. When I hear patterns, again, the teacher in me says, "Okay, let's ask some deeper questions." And so I started asking, "Is this normal?" Now, I didn't ask women if that was normal. I asked myself, right? And I really found it's becoming the norm. And then I said, "Is it desirable?" And I thought, "Is this what these women really want their life to feel like, to just always be busy?" And sometimes it was busy to the point that they were not putting their health as a priority, right? Or their relationships as a priority, or some of those things. And so start having questions around, yeah, what does that look like, and how is that affecting you, and how is it distracting from what God has called you to, this idea that you're busy all the time. And the third question I ask is this sustainable? Like, could we keep going at this pace, for as long as quote unquote life is busy? And, nothing's slowing down these days. And so the answer wasn't going to lie outside of us. The answer was going to lie inside of us. And so that's really where I started diving into, well, what has God taught me, right? And God had taught me to really get clear on where He was calling, and then to get intentional with my time, so that I was making time for it and not just saying, right, someday or one day or another day, and just hoping that there would be something left over at the end of the day, the week, the month, the year, right? But there never is, right? And so that's what kind of led into focusing on life coaching, specifically around you making the best use of our time. And I was sitting in church. I remember clearly as day which pew I was in. Our pastor was preaching from Ephesians 1, and he said the word redeemed. And I've been praying and fasting about what this was going to look like and just asking God for clarity. And all of a sudden it hit me, redeem your time. And I like flipped Ephesians 5. So I wasn't that far off from the sermon, right? And I went and was like, "Oh, like, look carefully then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because these are difficult days." And I was just felt like that's so encapsulated. We live in a really demanding and distracting, world with lots on our plates and lots that's always coming at us, whether it's via people or devices. And oftentimes we're not being wise with our time. And so that's really where Redeem Her Time came from and birthed, and has grown into the podcast and coaching and all kinds of things, coming over the next couple of years as this grows and as I get to know, especially how busy Christian women struggle around time, and how we can be more intentional with the right system, right, and the right support to go along with it.
Yeah, so many good things about your journey that I want to kind of highlight for the audience. The first one is that you came from a teaching background, right? And I find a lot of people in the online space that have a teaching background, They just have this skill set and a way that they can talk and articulate and get things across that is needed and necessary, right? So that skill set of a teacher can definitely allow you to thrive in the online space or any space, really. That is an amazing skill set that helps people. So to know that you came from that teaching space. But I love what you said also about, as a mother, knowing that you wanted to also take your, I think the word that you used was serve outside of the four walls of your house, right?
Yes.
So I've heard of the terminology of serving outside the four walls of your church. Going into your community and serving. But I've never really thought about the concept, especially for mothers. A lot of times you feel that you are serving inside of your house because you're doing so many things and wearing so many hats as a mother. But having the need or desire or want to serve outside of the four walls of your house is an interesting concept that I never heard word that way. So I love that you worded it that way, that you had a desire to serve outside the four walls of your house. And then I like how your journey then went into health coaching, you struggling with any health issues or wanting to help other people with their health issues. And so you stepped into that health coaching arena. But then you had curiosity about, what your clients were going through, and you realized the term busy kept coming up. And you were like, okay, there's something here. I don't know what it is, but I'm curious, and I'm actually going to dig a bit deeper as to why this word keeps coming up with my clients, right? And then that whole sent you on a whole path of really connecting with God as to, okay, what is going on with these women of faith, these Christian women in business, and then getting that revelation, I want to say, and that scripture word, that anchor scripture word, to then shift into life coaching and specifically focus on redeeming your time as a woman of faith in business. So I just love the flow of your journey and wanted to highlight some of those key points that you mentioned to really, point them out to the audience and the significance of that in where you're at right now with your Redeem Her Time coaching program. So I love that. But you've already said that faith and business kind of intertwine, right? Your personal journey, your business journey, your faith journey is kind of all intertwined. So I'd love for you to share with the audience, what has your faith journey been like? What did your journey look like to become a believer in Jesus Christ? What did that look like for you?
Yeah, well, I am so blessed in the fact that I was raised in a Christian home. Both of my grandparents on both sides were also very strong believers. So I had a very rich Christian heritage. And at the time that I was three, to whatever understanding I had, my mom tells me I told her one day I wanted to call Jesus on the telephone. And she was like, "Well, what would you like to tell Jesus?" And I just said, I want him in my heart." And so she, of course, explained as best she could, like, he doesn't use the telephone, but we can pray and we can ask him that, and he does, right? And so again, I knew, just a little bit, right? I'd heard enough from what my parents had taught me and from probably what I had picked up at church. And so really it was a growth journey of just learning that and then getting to the point of saying, is this really my faith? Like I can't just live off of what my parents' faith was, my grandparents' faith was. I mean, what a blessing to have this heritage, but I'm responsible for my relationship with the Lord. And so I remember we were going on a missions trip in high school, and we were going to be doing a VBS program on the Indian reservation. And so we were preparing to teach the wordless book, which is just colors that helps you teach the gospel. And so I remember going through that training and just really having that time, like where I just said, I want to know that I know that I know, like that this is mine. If I'm going to go share this with someone else, and Lord willing, they're going to accept this, I want to make sure that this is truly mine. And so that was when I recommitted my life to the Lord. And then it's just been that journey of growth and, just continuing to spend time with him and in his word. And it's so interesting. I'm doing a chronological Bible reading plan right now. And it's some of the places in there, I'm like, I feel like I've never read this before. Yet, I've been reading the Bible for all of my life. And so it's just, I feel like there's always more to learn and grow as we learn to love him. And then as that fleshes out into, all the different areas of our life. And what I teach, I actually put faith at the center of the circle. You may have seen like life circles where it's like different segments of a wheel, and faith may be one of them. Well, I put faith at the middle because I truly believe that faith is the foundation for our family relationships, our friendships, our work and service, our stewardship of finances, our wellness, our passions, and our dwelling, right? And it gives that deeper meaning to everything else that we do. And I've coined it the with God life. And I've really been kind of like, God brought that to me a little while back about how the Emmanuel principle is that God reached out to us. Like all of the Bible is this invitation of God reaching out to us and saying, I am with you. Will you be with me? Right. And as you read from Genesis to Revelation, you see him continuing to reach out over and over and over again. And you see what happens when people say yes and what happens when people say no. And we see where it all ends up in Revelation, where he says, I will be with them and they will be my people and I will be their God. And, you know, and so it's just been this beautiful picture of like, what does it look like to live the here and now with God in all eight areas? In light of, you know, one day forever being with him. So I'm not done growing. I just keep learning and leaning in, and then, you know, bringing that into what I teach, you know, with Redeem Her Time.
Yeah, and I love that visual of the with God circle and having faith in the middle because it's so key. Everything kind of spawns off from our faith, our belief, and you know, that relationship. So it just makes sense that faith is at the core and at the center of that wheel or circle with the with God life, right? So it makes sense. It really does. And I love how your faith journey really started off with a rich heritage, right? It's from the age of three, you're like, can I call Jesus, right? So there, you knew from three that Jesus was important and you needed to call him for
Right.
whatever you needed. Like maybe it was a toy, whatever your mind was at three that you wanted this conversation with Jesus. But one of the key things that you said was, but I had to know that this faith was my faith for myself, right? So the thing with when you grow up in faith and you have such a rich heritage is there comes a point where you have to make a decision. You have to decide that I choose this for myself, not because my grandmother, not because of my mother, not because of my father, but I choose this for myself. And knowing that, you know, you had that as a part of your faith journey. And it's true, we're forever growing because as you mentioned, you can read a scripture, or you could even read a scripture last year or even a month ago, and you read it
Yesterday.
again yesterday, you read it again, and you have a fresh perspective and a new lens on it, and you see it differently. So you're always going to be growing. You're never at a place where I'm complete in my faith journey. I'm done. You're always growing. So that is so true that you mentioned it. So
And the
I know
word
we've.
gift comes up so often in the Bible. It's amazing how many times God says, I am with you, you know, I am with my
Yes.
people, you know, and just that with thing is
Yeah.
so when you're looking for it, right? And you read, that's why I'm reading through with the word
Yeah.
with in mind, you see it all over the place, right? And you see how
Yeah.
it's all together, which is so cool.
Yeah, I love that. And I think also I will. I see that a lot too. Like
Yeah.
we think that we have to do it and it has to be in my strength, but there's so many scriptures where God says, I will, I will. I will, right? So he's basically reminding us that it's not you that needs to do it, but I will. So there's so many scriptures where it's with God and he will do it. I will do it. So yeah, it's important to make sure you see that throughout. So I love how we've kind of already talked about, you know, combining your faith and your business. But you don't have to necessarily be vocal about it. Right. You don't necessarily have to be overt about it. Many times on the podcast, we talk about covert versus overt, you know, outward versus subtle. And everyone's decision to be outward or loud or overt about it is different, right? Some kind of struggle with it. Should I not? And some are like, oh no, this is like part of me. I have no choice. Yeah. So I'd love for you to share, you know, what was your reason why you decided to be open and out there on your business platform and combine your faith and business on your business platform?
It's such a great question because through all my health coaching, I didn't ever keep it a secret that I was a Christian, you know, but you're right. I didn't necessarily do it from that perspective. I wasn't using scripture. I was using principles, right? Which I think a lot of people would agree with, whether they are believers or not. And actually, it was during that time that I was fasting and praying about Redeem Her Time. I didn't know it was going to be called Redeem Her Time yet. I had a different name in mind, but I was running into a lot of like just, it felt like just things weren't going anywhere. And so that's why I said, okay, Lord, I'm laying this down. I'm going to pray and fast about this. And it was during that week that I had some significant conversations and heard some significant things. And one of them was a conversation a friend of mine said. She is a spiritual life coach, and she said, you know, like, do you talk directly to Christian women? And just that stirred something in my heart. And then when God brought that Redeemer time, I thought, wow, like I can teach great like productivity principles, which are fantastic, right? And are help all of us. But what if it's more of a purposivity, right? Where it's about what is the purpose God's given us, and how can we go to His word and go to Him directly as our source for how to steward our time well? Because truly, when we start to see it as a gift from God, I mean, let's be honest, everybody knows we don't have unlimited time in this world, right? But what I think, especially when we see, this is a gift from God that He has given me, how I'm stewarding it, right? Whose kingdom am I building, right? Am I building my kingdom and my business and my comfort and my, you know, convenience and my, you know, happiness? Or am I building something that's going to last longer than me, and not just a generation or two? Because they say that your name usually is forgotten, you know, about two generations, you know, away from you, just because, you know, life has gone on, and that's fine. It's not about me, right? But about, wow, what if I could teach women how to invest time now to build His kingdom and something that's going to last into eternity? Like, that would be really powerful. So when I started talking from that perspective, women really started all of a sudden like coming out of the woodwork and saying, yes, this resonates with me, you know, and not that they disagreed or didn't like anything that I was teaching before, but it was more, you know, plain Jane vanilla. It wasn't, you know, like very clearly, you know, this is what the Bible teaches us about our time. And the Bible says a lot about our time and our hearts, which is why I say it's not just a disordered schedule and calendar. It's really a disordered heart first, and then that you know, overflows into our calendar. So that's kind of how that came together. And I've just been faithful to keep walking in that direction, and God just continues to bless that, and sharing from that place.
Yeah, I love how it's about stewarding the message, right? Because God put a message in your heart. He gave you an anchor scripture, and you realize that, okay, I kind of have to be bold about it because this is biblical, right? You could say, oh, yes, it's a principle. I like how you said what? Plain Jane vanilla principle, right? But we want to give God the glory, you know, really show where this principle is coming from. It is biblically based and is backed by scripture. And it's important to be vocal and open and honest about that. And that's what allowed you to be firm in your faith and your business and combining the two. So I love that God really anchored that scripture in your heart and made that the reason why you felt like you could be bold on your business platform and combine your faith and your business. So this season is all about alignment, right? A lot of times we think, how do you know that you are in alignment with God's will specifically for your business? Of course, we want to be in alignment with God's will in life in general. But as women of faith in business, the desire is, you know, God, is this your will for my business? You know, that's a continuous question a lot of us have. So I'd love for you to share, you know, how do you know that you are in alignment with God's will for your business? What does that look like for you?
I love that question, because we talk about that a lot on Redeemer Time, because we start with our with God life first, and we look at where is God leading me, you know, and I had one grandma live to 98, the other one lived to 102. So I figure if I split the difference, I'm going for 100. So I actually have a jar with 100 marbles behind me on my desk. And every year, my birthday is called my marble moving day, right? So this year I turned 50. So that means next year I'm literally losing my marbles because I'm over halfway, right? But it's that tangible way of me being able to like put something that I can't really grasp, time, right? None of us feel like we have enough and it's running through our fingers, like put it in something, you know, tangible like that. And so that's been something that's really, really helpful. And so I really, when we look at your with God life, we're thinking about like, yeah, 100 years from now, right? What do you want these things? What do we want our legacy to be? And what's that bigger thing? So being in alignment with, you know, my 100-year-old self, right? So that she's not looking back and regretting, oh my gosh, why did I spend so much time on social media, or so much time on, you know, watching the news, or, you know, I don't know, staying in whatever the things are, right? Whatever the things are. But then the other thing that comes to mind, so one, you know, in alignment with that with God vision, that bigger picture, is my dad loved sailing. And he always told me, when you are sailing, you have to make sure that you're like, you are lining up three different things to make sure you're going in the right direction. And so, like you can see the lighthouse way over there, and then you're going to have to find something else kind of midway, and then you've got the point of your boat. And if all three of those are in line, you know that if you keep going that direction, you're going to end up at that lighthouse, if that's where you want to go. And so I remember him teaching me that in life, we want to make sure that we are aligned with God's word, right? That's the first place. Is God's word in alignment with what I'm feeling led to do? His spirit is the second thing, right? So is his spirit also moving in that direction? So that's where I was running into that place where it felt like something was off. It wasn't what I was doing, and what I thought I was building was against God's word, but his spirit was just, it wasn't right there. And then the third one is the input, the godly, godly wisdom, godly mentors, godly friends, maybe family, or community or church members, whether they're in business or not, who are also, seeking the Lord and seeking that, and really making sure that his word, the prompting of his spirit, and those people are all in alignment. And we may not know every step it's going to take then to get from here to there, but when those things are lining up, then we just keep following that trajectory. And I always trust and say, I believe that God is big enough that if I'm taking steps by faith, and there needs to be redirection, he is going to bring, whatever he needs into my life to redirect me if I'm, getting off. But always coming back and checking in with those three places regularly so I don't get veer off way on my own plan and end up, who knows where, off in Timbuktu.
Yeah, God is great about redirecting. That's for sure.
Right?
He gives us so much grace when we're going in the wrong direction. It's like, oh,
And
you
usually he
poor
doesn't
soul.
show us more than the first step anyway, because he wants us to have that faith to trust him. So we go off
Exactly.
on our own. We're like, I got this. And we start, da, 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 da. And then we're like, how did I
Yeah,
get here?
no. It's definitely about that connection with him. So I love that you shared, first of all, the visual of the marbles, right? And being in that mid-year point of 50 and having half your marbles. What did you say? You start to lose your
I'm starting to lose
marbles
my marbles
because
next year.
you're losing your marbles because you're at the 50-year mark. But it's such a good visual to remind us that, time is going, time is continuously going. And honestly, nobody's promised tomorrow. Yes, the vision, the goal, the desire is to make it to 100, but nobody's promised that they will ever make it to 100. So, also leaning into your older version, like what would you want your older version to say about you? What would you want your older version to be thinking about the decisions that you've made, the choices that you've made in your life. So really keeping that at the forefront as you move forward in life. And definitely love the point that you made about the three key things that keep us in alignment. Number one, God's word, right? He gave us his word for us to always refer to, lean on, to guide us. So his word is number one. And then of course the Holy Spirit, the word tells us that Jesus says there's something even better than me that will be given to you as a gift that can guide you. So being guided by the Holy Spirit. And then of course, wisdom, wise wisdom, the circle of individuals that you have around you that can speak into you and guide into you. Those are three awesome, amazing points on how you can stay in alignment with God's will for your business, for life in general. But since we're on the podcast talking specifically about business, definitely for your business and making sure it lines up with God's word. You're not doing anything against his word, making sure it's spirit led. You're being guided by the Holy Spirit. And you're seeking wise counsel through like-minded, faith-based individuals that can speak into you from that God-given wisdom, right? So love that. That's a way that you know that you are in alignment with God's will for your business.
Did you know when you're in alignment with your God-given assignment, you're actually anointed for the work? Knowing you're in alignment is key, in alignment with God's will, God's word, and God's way. Discover how to align your life and business with God's divine plan with this on-demand Power of Divine Alignment Summit. During the summit, you will get access to 12 experts as we go deep on the topic of divine alignment. Simply go to powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com. That's powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com and use code podcast to get a special discount on this on-demand summit. So use the code podcast at powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com.
So one of the key things we talk about on this podcast is faith, of course, and the other one being business. But a signature question we ask every season is the power of faith. Now, how would you describe, if someone was to define, or if someone was to ask you the definition of the power of faith, and they said, Lissa, what is the power of faith? You talk about faith all the time. You're in your faith, you're strong in your faith, but why is that powerful? What is the power of faith?
Yeah, that's such a great question. And faith is one of those things that it's intangible. So sometimes we have to find that way to get it in hand, right? I think faith is trusting that God, it's in God's hands, right? Because no matter how much I want to control things, how much I want to manipulate things or make things happen or even make great plans, even planning my time, right? I think there's this like balance between I'm making plans, but I'm also holding them loosely, right? Because I don't think I'm being a good steward if I just leave everything to, whatever whim happens to come. And also, I'm not being, a good steward if I'm holding it so tightly, that I'm not letting him let it grow in the way that it needs to. And so I think faith is just really that trusting, like it's really not in my hands and I'm holding it open. So when I have those marbles, I'll go back to that illustration because this ties in really well. When I look back at the years that are already past, I'm grateful, right? They held a lot of great things. They also held a lot of really hard things, but God was with me in all of that, right? And so I wouldn't trade those marbles for the world because they are what has gotten me to where I am now, right? And then I look at the jar that has the marbles yet to come, and I don't know what they're going to hold. I mean, I can pretty much guarantee you it's not going to all be, sunshine and roses, right? Like there are going to be hard things. There's going to be a lot of stuff in there that, maybe I would not choose, but I know that God will be with me. And so that's where I can have faith is saying, I am not in this alone, right? Like this is in his hands. And when we're walking together, that I can trust that he is going to lead and guide and strengthen and provide along the journey, even when I can't see, more than what's right in front of me.
Yeah, so I heard the power of faith is really trusting God and knowing that God is with you. That really is the power of faith. So how would you define or describe the power of business? What would be the power of business?
Well, that's an interesting question. I don't think anyone has ever asked me before. So I'm just gonna, yeah. When I think about, when I think about what business does, right? Like again, I always come back to stewardship because I think so many principles in God's word that relate to our time also relate to our money. Because if you look at something, you can look in two places in someone's life to know what they truly value: their bank account and their calendar, right? Like that will tell you very clearly. And so I very often go to the story of the three servants who were given the talents by the master, right? And now it wasn't quote unquote a business, kind of it was, because what happened? Those first two, they invested what they'd been given into other things and they brought back a profit, right? That was building his kingdom, not theirs, right? It didn't belong to them. They were doing it to build his kingdom. But what did that last guy do? He just kept it to himself, right? The master had given him something, but he kept it and buried it out of fear, not faith, and just kept it to himself. And so I think business then is us taking what God has given us, taking the time he's given us, taking the gifts that he's given us, and investing them and see, so that they will flourish and grow and produce a profit for his kingdom, which we know if it's his kingdom profit, sometimes it's going to be monetarily and sometimes it's going to be in eternal things. And that's the beauty of being in business and faith is that both of those are great marks of a successful business.
Yeah, so I heard the power of business is really stewarding what God gives you, right? Stewarding it and knowing when you're a good steward, it multiplies because you're giving it back to other people and there's a multiplication in that. And that's when God says, well done, right? Well done, my good and faithful servant. That you've been a good steward in what I've given you and you've been able to multiply it. So that's what business really allows us to do in the marketplace, multiply it. So this has been a great conversation, Lissa. If anyone wants to learn a little bit more about the work that you do in the world with Redeem Her Time, what would be the best place for them to connect with you?
Yeah, well, the best place to be to head to my website, which is redeemhertime.com. I've got freebies on there. You can link directly to the podcast on there. You can leave me a voice message if you have a question that you want me to answer on the podcast or just something personally that you just are struggling with around your time. I love making those personal connections because while there are big principles that apply to all of us, the way that it fleshes out is so individual based on who we are and the season of life that we're in, right? So that's a great place. And then there's also a link to my community on the website as well, where we talk about our time and how to redeem it. And we bring the biblical, passages into our conversations so that we have that kind of mindset when we're looking at and using our time throughout the week.
Well, definitely connect with Lissa on her website, get those freebies, and also connect with the community. So be sure to do that. Thank you again, Lissa. This has been a joy having you on the podcast and allowing you to share your words of wisdom.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your heart and how supportive you've been of just what God's called me to do. And I love that you are helping other women in faith and business to be able to share their message and steward it well. So thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information, but it was insightful and inspirational and offers you an opportunity for transformation in your life and in your business. Wherever you are listening, be sure to rate and review the podcast and also subscribe to get the next episode. Or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.